My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And we're happy, as always, to join or to be joined by the great Herm Edwards. Hey, Coach, how are you?
I am well. I think that most football fans right now are anticipating the training camp and how that's going to look and what players are going to look like and, you know, the expectations of certain teams. It's fun this time of the year.
It is mostly fun. There's some anxiety, as you know, as the contractual situations start to unfold or not. And so I think we got to start by getting an overall reaction, not just to the Brandon Ayuk situation, but the whole journey that it's been in the offseason. Two of your former players in Brandon and Jaden Daniels kind of banded together seemingly to work on this on social media. What is your reaction to the way this is all unfolding?
Well, I'm not big in social media. I know both those guys. And, I think Brandon's in a unique situation, obviously. But he's a 49er. And until they decide to trade him, then he's going to be a 49er. And that's the reality of it. And, you know, Jaden obviously played with Brandon, had a lot of success, along with Ricky Pearsall. Ricky Pearsall was on that team as well. Chase Lucas was a part of that team as well on the defensive side of it. So I just think there's a lot of talk. But at the end of the day, you know, the NFL, it's not like in college football, NIL, where you can leave every year and go somewhere else. I mean, once you sign a contract, guess what? Unless they cut you or trade you, they have your rights. That's how it works.
Yeah, no NFL portal, as far as I'm aware of.
No portal in the NFL. They figured that out early.
Yeah, they did. So when you have a player like Brandon Ayuk, and if you were the coach, what sort of advice do you give a player who's in that spot where he wants his money, but he's under contract, and so he really kind of has to play ball if they don't get a new contract? What do you say to a young player who's in that spot?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, you try to tell him, look, we want you to be a part of this team. And Brandon knows that. I mean, he's not silly. He understands that. But this is the business side of it. You know, and business is always hard when it comes to how much can we play these players and how can we keep all of them. And that's the unique part about the NFL. I think the owners have devised a great plan in the fact that you can't herd your players and just say, you know what, they'll never go anywhere because the money won't allow you to do that anymore. I think the GMs in today's game have to be very, very smart trying to figure out how do we do this? How can we make it work? Because you know, you have these little windows when you have a bunch of elite players where you got a chance to make some runs. And the 49ers have been one of those teams. You know, they're one of those teams right now when you think about it. In the past, three seasons, only, three teams have, lost the Super Bowl and gone back to win one, and that was the 1971 Cowboys, the Dolphins in 72, and the Patriots in 2018. You know, those are the teams that were able to rebound from a Super Bowl loss and obviously go back and win one. It's very difficult. We went to the Super Bowl, the first one the Eagles went to, and the next year we got in the playoffs and we didn't make it back. So there's a lot of things going on, but at the end of the day, good players help you get there, and these guys got a good team, as everyone knows, and there's a lot of high expectations for them. Hopefully they can figure out how to get Brandon done, and Brandon will be happy, and everybody will be happy. We won't be talking about this anymore.
Herm Edwards is with us here on Withered and Dibs. Herm, you were known as a player's coach, but I wonder, how would you handle that direct communication with a player when they're going through this, knowing that you had to both coach them but handle their business side too?
Well, we had this situation arise when I was in Kansas City with Larry Johnson. And same kind of situation during training camp. I talked to Larry at least, once every day and just say, you're okay. And I said, you got to hang in there. This is what you got your agent for. I said, but at the end of the day, Larry, at the end of the day, your agent can run the numbers along with the GM, but at the end of the day, you get to make the decision when you want to come in and sign the contract. I said, that's up to you, not your agent. You got to make the decision. And I said, you're a part of this team. And I told the team that too. I said, look, he's not here right now. This is the business part of it. It's hard. I said, one day you'll be in this situation as a player. So understand how it goes. But when he comes back, we love him. He's part of our football team. Don't worry about that business part of it. You just get ready to play football. We'll handle the business part of it.
Does that become the biggest challenge for a team trying to get back to the Super Bowl? As you mentioned, only three teams have been able to do it, lose the Super Bowl, get back to the Super Bowl. Is it that the ego stuff, the business stuff? What's the biggest challenge that faces Kyle Shanahan and the Niners?
Well, it's all of it. It's the fact that you're the hunted team. You know, you get everyone's best game when you play. That's the problem. Because the teams are saying, hey, man, these are the guys who went to the Super Bowl. And then players know it. They're excited about playing you. Every team, they're excited because we beat the 49ers. You know, that's a feather in their hat. So, you know, when you have a team like this, you know, it takes energy. And that's the concerning thing, I think, if you're the 49ers. You know, they've had some deep runs in the playoffs the last 3 years. You know, physically, mentally, you know, that's draining. And this is where your leadership has to come in with the players. And the head coach knows it, and the coaches know it. Look, we're always in the playoffs. You know, we're going to be in the playoffs. It's draining when you don't just finish it, when you don't become a world champion. You know, then you got to get all your emotions all get ready again to go again, you know. And they've done it. I mean, this team has done it. And this is the team in the NFC that everybody, when you play them, you're getting their best game.
Coach, let's be real here on Brandon and Ricky. You know them both. They're friends. Yeah. However, like one of them was just drafted to potentially be the other one's replacement. How do they deal with this?
Well, first of all, they're different players. Okay, so I don't know that so much. I think they guarded themselves, they protected themselves just in case Brandon doesn't decide to come in. He holds out when the season starts or whatever. But you know, Brandon is a very explosive receiver, right? Can make the really acrobatic catches down the field versus one-on-one coverage. He has great ball skills. Ricky is really good. You can move him around. He's like a little chess piece now. You can move him in the slot. You can move him outside. And the one thing Coach Shanahan likes out of his receivers, the mentality to block. He's a really good blocker. He can block. You know, so he's a good player. He's a good football player. I mean, he fits what they're going to ask him to do. He's a Wes Welker. He's one of them kind of guys.
Is it a challenge with what Kyle Shanahan faces to try to keep everybody happy, Coach, when you've got, you know, four weapons last year who all shared the ball, and you've got a running back who can catch it and he can run it? Does it become kind of an ego juggling act when you've got four or five really talented weapons and they all want the ball more?
Well, they all want it. You're right. And this is why, you know, Coach Shannon is one of the best play callers in the game. And he finds ways to, there's a set package for certain guys. They know that. Certain downs and situations, depending where they're on the field. I mean, and this is why you have to have a quarterback like Purdy. Because it's about, if you want to score, but this is not a team that's going to drop back and throw deep passes down the field. You know, they matriculate the ball down the field. Catch the ball in space. Make a run. You know, get going. Give it to the runner now. You know, okay, now we're going to throw it to the tight end. And this is where the quarterback, Purdy, and it's a lot on his plate, you know, he's very efficient. He can get the ball to the guys where they can run and you know, catch and run. So you're right. I mean, the numbers are never going to be glaring for one guy because you have so many guys. But here again, that's the beauty of it all. Defensively, you know, when you play the 49ers, the first thing you got to ask yourself, look, they have all these guys. But at the end of the day, I'm going to just tell you as a defensive coach, at the end of the day, the thing that scares you about the 49ers is this. They can run the football. They averaged about 140 yards last year. They're third in the National Football League. So as much as you want to talk about this and that, at the end of the day, you better be able to stop them from running.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Because if you can't, you got a problem. Second and four is not a manageable down on defense at any level. They stay in a lot of second and fours. So they can go on some long consuming drives where they have all these weapons. But at the end of the day, when they can control the line of scrimmage, you got a problem.
Herm Edwards with us here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. Coach, have you talked to Brandon recently?
No, I talked to all my guys. I talked all right. To him, Jaden. I talked to all of them. You kidding me?
All right, so like
they're calling me all the time.
So how's it going? You know,
I'm going good. You know, and when we talk, and I always tell them it's personal because it's like I'm almost like their second dad. You know, and I just say, look, at the end of the day, remember something: you signed on to play football. You signed on to play football, and these guys are football players. They want to play football. They don't want to sit at home and watch and do all that. They really don't. You know, and Jaden is, you know, Jaden obviously is, you know, he's got a lot of pressure on him now. He's a starting quarterback, you know, and for Washington, he's trying to resurrect that franchise. But, yeah, and look, I'm a sounding board for my former players, for all of them. I got a bunch of them in the league, you know, and I get calls from them all the time. You know, Rashid White is down there in Tampa. You know, I get a call from my guy, you know, and I talk to him. You know, and they know I'm not going to say anything. You know, I'm gonna shoot him straight and tell him at the end of the day, I tell him this: you're a football player. Your window of playing football is very short. Understand that. That's what you do. That's what you signed on to do, to play football. All the rest of that stuff don't matter. At the end of the day, are you ready to play football? That's what you better understand.
Okay, so based on that advice, if the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk cannot find common ground between now and week one, are you basically suggesting that you would tell him, go play?
Oh, I look, end of the day, that's what you do. That's what you do. You play football. So, you know, but I would tell him, you do, at the end of the day, you make the decision. It's your decision to make. It's not your agent's decision. It's not me to try to advise you to go do something. You have enough information. You got to ask yourself. And then that's good he came to camp. Okay, that's a step forward. He wants to see the guys. He wants to stay good in the room, and that's important. That was very important. Stay good in the room, right, with his players, right, because they want him there. Everybody wants him there. He wants to be there. It's the business part of it, and it's hard, man. It's hard. I mean – the money that these guys make in today's world, I'm happy for them. I really am. But it becomes troublesome for organizations. And every organization deals with it. They all do. When you have a bunch of star players and you do it right, it's hard to keep them all.
Yeah, with the salary cap, it becomes tougher and tougher. Oh. And you know, part of the thing about the Brandon Ayuk journey this offseason has been his use of social media. And I know you're a huge proponent of don't press send. Did you have the don't press send conversation as he goes on TikTok and he goes on social media? Have you guys had that talk about don't press send? Because, Coach, whenever I'm mad at my employer, I'm mad at my co-host, I'm mad at the world, and I compose a tweet, I hear you in the back of my mind, Coach. Don't press send.
Look, I got two daughters, and one of them's getting ready to go to college. The other one's a senior now. She's going to go next year. And I tell them all the time, I said, hey, you can, it's all fun and games until you press in. Then it's out there. And you can't take it back. You know, and you can say you were emotional, but it's out there. And then you got to deal with it. But the crazy thing about the world we live in, it doesn't last long. Because somebody else presses something, and then we're talking about that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the world we live in. We live in a world of chaos. Of how do you get through all of this? You know, and you can pick and choose what you want to read, what you don't want to read. This person said that person said. At the end of the day, it's just stuff. It's just stuff. Right? I don't take it personal. I just think you can't, because this is how young people in this generation communicate. This is what they do. This is how they function. So you can't, you know, when you're an old guy like me, so man, I would be up. No, you just say this is what they do. Don't take it personal. They're pressing
in
way too fast.
What
they do.
Coach Herm Edwards. So, I mean, Coach, like, you sound like you feel like this is all going to work out one way or another. Is that accurate?
That is correct. I just think at the end of the day, look, I've been around it a long time, guys. I was fortunate enough to be in that league coaching and playing for over 30 years. And I've watched it from afar now that I'm, you know, on television and doing that. And it just, it always seems to just kind of work out at the end. It just, and you know, this is what gets everybody crazy right now, you know, cause well, you know, it's all just relax. It's okay. It'll be fine. It's going to be good. At the end of the day, it'll all work out.
Yeah. We're hoping.
Yeah.
We're hoping.
How's Ricky's hamstring, by the way? Do you know?
You know what? It's funny. And I told John and him, I mean, he's a guy you got to be careful with. He overworks. He's that kind of guy. And he had some hamstring issues when he was with us as well, you know, because he's one of the guys doesn't want any rest. He goes 100 miles an hour. You got to protect him from himself. You know, and I told John and him that when they drafted him, I said, the thing you got to do with Ricky now, because he's going to go hard. He doesn't understand this is a walkthrough. This is, you know, that's how he functions. So he'll be fine. There'll be, gosh, it ain't even, I mean, come on. It's not July, Coach. August yet. We're fine. When it really counts, the guys will be ready to play.
Everybody wants to see him, Coach. If camp opened, we want to see Ricky.
I know. He's a good player. They're going to like him. Trust me. Yeah. I've talked to John and all the guys. They like him. He's a good football player. The 49er fans will love him.
Oh, we can't wait. We can't wait. And it is July, and so we're seeing the material you guys are putting out on NFL Live, and I saw your flag football team, and you had Kyler Murray as your quarterback. No thought about taking old Brock Purdy on your flag football team, Coach?
Oh, no. No, it's flag football, right? You got to have a – look, first of all, you can't block the pass rush, so you got to have a quarterback that can play off schedule, flag football. You know, look, Ryan Clark and who was the other – and one of the other guys, our other hosts, you know, they asked me would I put them on my team. I said no, because they can't catch.
I saw you all,
They're good defensive backs, but I said, they can't catch. We don't tackle anybody in flag football. You got to be able to catch because the ball's in the air. You want guys to intercept passes. And they got to be able to catch. You don't want guys to knock the ball down. You want to take the ball away in flag football. You kidding me? If you can't catch, I don't want you.
You all had Justin Jefferson and Devontae Adams on your team, which is pretty good.
Yeah. Even defensive backs, they got to be able to catch the ball because the ball's in the air. Right?
Yeah.
Take the ball away. That's what I always say. If you take the ball away, you're doing good on me.
I want to say this to you before you hang up. I could listen to High Octave Herm talk about anything. Absolutely anything, Coach.
Well, you guys are nice, man. It's great to be on your show. Look, 49ers are going to be fine. Fans, just relax. They will be fine. They got a heck of a football team. These guys know how to win. The energy is going to be the key because it's a long season, right? It's a long, long season. And they went out and get Floyd. They help them a little bit there with the rush on defense. That will help them a lot. You know, Bosa, obviously, with only 10.5 sacks, so that's going to help him to get another guy over there that could go. You know, so all these things, they'll come together, guys. I mean, like I said, you know, this is a really good football team. They know they're a good football team. They know how to win. But everybody's shooting for them, and they know it. And you, when you have one of those games where you kind of let a team hang around, that gives that other team more momentum, you know. And the thing about the 49ers, they know every week we got to be at our best because people are giving us their best shot.
Coach, it's absolutely fantastic to have you, man. Thank you so much for doing it.
Anytime, my friend. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate you both.
Okay.
Thanks, Herm.
Herm Edwards.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!